Where are we? Prayer, or we can put it in this story also as maybe something someone just says, by the way. That, you know, I read about what actually nuclear energy is, what happens in there in the nucleus of the, what we call atom. Where a kind of vortex of enormous energy actually is stored there. Part of it getting released. And causing a chain reaction. That, if uncontrolled, is released into an enormous power ball of energy. And Einstein, of course, had figured that out in his very famous formula of E equals mc squared 2, or what do you say? You know it. In other words, matter, whatever volume it has, equals a certain amount of energy. Any case, well, Einstein wrote a letter to the president . You can find it online, where he basically, I guess as a representative of the nuclear scientist community, said that yes, if you decide so, we can build a bomb out of this. A very decisive final weapon that could put a definite end to the war. And then America fought against the Japanese. a tiny island on the other side of the planet. Well, not on the other side. You go that way, it's on the other side of the ocean. The rest is history. But there's a secret here. When they came up with these calculations of atomic theory, how much energy is bound in there, in what you call the atom, and how it is possible to break that vortex of energy and release some of it, and within brackets, you know, the ordinary atom bomb in fact only releases a fraction of the, all the energy stored in that matter. That's how much it is. Well, they've realized, they came up to, that there is a very tiny but still possibility that once that chain reaction starts, you know, particles such vortex-like bundles of energy breaking up others, sheer brute force, that it might continue spreading into the environment, not just turning the matter inside that bomb into a huge energy ball, but the environment too, the air, the earth, and so on. Where that chain reaction will then continue. They saw, although one of their mathematicians had calculated it to be so improbable that it was basically practically impossible that it would happen, but yet there was a possibility. It wasn't zero. Now, first of all, trusting you know, putting the whole existence of planet Earth and all of us who live on it at stake. It's a responsibility on the shoulders of one of that one of those mathematicians. And then also going ahead, proceeding, making that final decision that, yeah, we take the risk because it is so freaking small, says the Dr. Strangelove General there, who gives the final order, or whoever did, the president probably, for the very first push of the button, wherever that was, New Mexico, some desert. No, actually it was maybe out in the Pacific somewhere, or so if it really went sideways, anyway, it would maybe die out before it reached the shore of human civilization, but you never know. And that question there, that possibility there, I wonder if it was in the mind of the person or persons who pushed the button. And all I can say is, what nerve! And well, as Greta would say, how dare you? Well, that's what I say now, and I think we should all say, because now we may say, well, it worked out okay, we're still here, thanks God. But now there's another next situation much like that. That if someone now pushes the button on another country, an enemy, however right he may be and however evil that enemy may be, then what will happen? Then how high is the probability that the humans will maybe not blow up the entire planet, but destroy basically all higher forms of life? Well, leaving maybe a few humans here and there, surviving through the nuclear winter, for how many years that may last. Animals survive better than that. They're used to winter, up here at north at least. And so on. Plants, well, seeds may still survive. In Chernobyl we found, well, at least giving some hopes for the future that the plants and the insects and some animals had adapted to radioactivity. But it's not just about that, it's climate change that will leave all our current ideas about climate change far behind. It's social turmoil. Well, we've all seen it in the dystopic movies, right? Well, let's just hope they are not wishful feeling. Suicidal minds who happen to be in charge of those buttons, because how do we know how the mind will be of the person who pushes the button? Look at Dr. Strangelove again and think. I'm just saying, and that's all I can say, and all we can do, little grassroots people here, that yeah, when the leaders, and if the leaders of your country seems to be deciding to go into war, especially against a nuclear power, especially against one of the biggest two nuclear powers, then don't support them. Elect other leaders. Who are actually working for peace and not just saying it to get the votes. And if you're not able to vote for any other leaders than the ones pushing for war, maybe all the leaders available vote on whatever they say will actually just continue going on towards that war. Then what to do? Well, I think, and I can see it in some countries, there is civil unrest. You hear the word revolution again, which we used to shout in the 70s. Is that word going to be shouted again, but this time with weapon in hands? Because back then there were very few weapons. Today there are many very good weapons out there among the people. So social unrest, I mean, just be prepared for the storm. I'm not a prepper as such, but it's good to store some basic food for a few years of survival, things like that, just in case. It's always good to do. But the first thing I would say, not to fall for the propaganda. If you hear it stated in the media all around you that, yes, we should go to war against the evil one with the Hitler mustache, wherever that once happens to be right now, because we have seen that figure popping up here and there always, continuously, and through the years that I've been alive. And generally, that image is coming from the projector of a certain big empire in the West, or a certain former empire in the Middle. So, what we can do is to wisen up and ultimately those sitting there with the buttons, thinking they are the controllers, are also a few and small little people aging. As weak as we all are. And their power is a mental one. It's how to control masses of people, our minds, to do what they want us to do. I want you to go to war. Yes, that may mean sacrificing your life for your proud and great country, meaning for them. And we know now, let's not kid ourselves anymore, that the proud, noble, free nations where everyone is happy and which should defend themselves against the enemies over there on the other side of the planet, which basically just want to be left alone, minding their own business. It doesn't hold up anymore. It's a movie. It's a projected image into this media. And that's what's called propaganda. Now, they're smart, and if you're a propaganda maker, you have to, in order to make it work, you have to make it look like it's not propaganda. And how could it be? Because we are in the free and open and enlightened world, a democratic world. There's no propaganda here. You can trust us. We are the people. We are the representatives of you. So, you know, and of course, many are seeing that now, that even democracy can be hijacked and taken over and misused in ways that are not really democratic at all, but revealing the same old story behind it. Narcissists, psychopaths, playing with the power and the profits. And I think this has all reached a critical mass where it will start to crumble, hopefully not explode. That's what I'm talking about here. And that's what we should all stand up now. Not fight for or against, but stop fighting for, working for, sharing, helping out, helping each other for. And I think really that you may listen to this. If I should give an advice, join the Peace Corps, join the peace movement. It's the first activist movement I joined when I was like 16 or so, 15. And I still find them there on the main street of our little town when I was there a couple of years ago. And they have knowledge, they have studied this. What I'm saying here, they can say much better and much more fact-based. But also the solutions, how shall we act here? First of all, don't let them fool you. Don't fall for propaganda. Learn to see propaganda in action, because it's really in action today. And if you sit somewhere in the West, where I am, for instance, and you think, oh, it's just a conspiracy theorist, another one talking. It's no propaganda here. This is our free media. And I can trust it. And that's what I'm going to do. If they say, our trustworthy leaders and the journalists and so on, that here is the enemy, and we should kill him. And we haven't done so, we should kill the others, all the others that come in our way, that threaten our interests. We, our people, our nation, the greatest on earth. Then, look in the Bhagavad Gita. Yep, I'm talking old. Old wisdom that has withstood the onslaughts of time. Let me put that quote there. So here we are, and yes, you who hear this may have more or less influence over the events of the world today. But we can and we should, and I say it is the solution. Look at our own hearts and kick out the demons from there. And with demons, I don't mean the, I mean the greed, the lust, the anger, the envy, the hate, the illusion, the madness. And yes, you got that in the Bhagavad Gita too, how to do that. So your own heart is clean and nice and good and happy and loving. And that, I would say, more than anything else, has the power to change the world, because everyone around you will become happy and happy too. So let's that spread like wild. Not the wildfire, but wildflower. Far and wide, like the wind, happy, nice wind. We can do that. We can do a lot to change, but the change starts within. And who knows, when you speak this, like I do, maybe someone up there, very powerful, one of those pulling the strings for the entire global scene, we stop and listen and think, what am I doing? Am I going to commit collective suicide for myself and my country and other countries and basically all of us on Earth? Or do I think, oh, the risk for that is statistically just that big? Well, you could check out the actual statistics of those who have actually calculated the probable result of the push of that button today. And yes, we had the Cuba crisis back in the 60s. History repeats itself. Whether it's an up or down going spiral, and whatever spiral you and I decide to be on and supporting by our work and our words and our desires, tend to power something moving on that circle or that spiral. So, and the angels looking at us from above say, good luck, humans. Now you know you have the knowledge needed. Now it's just time to wake up a little bit. Those of you who aren't already awake. And the future can be very happy and bright. Because this is really, in the bigger, deeper sense, another one of those challenges on the hero's journey of the human family. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.